But can you sue the president over public policy disagreements such as this?
Well, in general, first of all, I don't think members of Congress should. But this isn't about suing the president to overturn a law. This is about suing the administration to actually enforce the law. This president is legislating through regulation. You know, I certainly get, constituents coming up saying, what are you going to do about that? Well, in most cases, members of Congress can't really much do many things other than through the political process. This is one case where we can take him to court, and I think I just have an obligation to do so, so that's what I'm doing.
Senator, why do you think you don't have the support of Jim Sensenbrenner in your state?
Well, I've got a lot of respect for Jim. We agree on 99.9%. This is just one area where we disagree. We strongly disagree. This is not a frivolous lawsuit. This is not a stunt. I think this is a serious constitutional issue.
So if I understand this right, what happens? This goes to a judge in Green Bay, and what will happen in that hearing, and when is that hearing?
Well, first of all, the administration is going to have to respond to our complaint, and we'll see what they say. I got a feeling they're not going to all of a sudden agree with us, so they'll probably seek to get this overturned on the issue of standing. So that'll probably be the first argument before the court is, does a member of Congress, do I in this case, and I have one staff member that's joined me in this, in combination, do we have legal standing? And here's what we're claiming is, I am being forced, and here's the harm, which is what you have to establish to get standing. You know, what harm is being caused? Well, I'm being forced to basically do something that I think is contrary to the law. Again, this is a serious suit, and I'm gonna see it through the end. And whether we succeed or fail, at least the fact that people are being made aware of the problem of this administration's lawlessness, about President Obama's just utter ignoring the rule of law, I think it'll make it worth the while and the cost.
Well, I'm not so sure how I feel about it. I hate to be a rain on everybody's parade, but I guess I feel like you should have more support from Republicans if, in fact, this is a lawsuit that they can stand behind. And well, so far, I mean, who's really standing behind you?
We are going to. There will be an amicus brief filed. We're already being contacted by the members. We've got the attorney that will handle the amicus lawsuit. So I think hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll end up with a number of members of Congress. I'm hoping a lot of members of Congress on the Republican side to stand behind this lawsuit.